Welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. As instructional coaches and school leaders, you have a challenge to guide continuous teacher growth that promotes student success. This podcast looks to support you with strategies from our experienced guests and insights that I've gathered across many years. I'm thrilled you're here. Thanks for listening. Communicating interest and positiveness in coaching. I was asked to build an introduction to a communication skills training for coaches, and I thought I'd share it here in a podcast. I was looking for a big picture concept, and I decided to focus on communicating interest and positiveness. Just as teachers use a focus on communicating interest and positiveness to inspire, motivate, and foster a positive learning classroom environment, coaches need to communicate the same with their coachees. Interest and positiveness can impact a person's self-esteem, motivation, and performance. Communicating interest and positiveness is not just about what you say, but also about how you say it. The effectiveness of your communication lies in your ability to make the other person feel seen, heard, and valued. Here is my intro overview. What does it reinforce for you? Does it raise any wonderings?
I'd like to focus my thoughts here on kind of two overarching components of that communication. And I'll call them interest and positiveness. The coach's ability to communicate interest and positiveness, I think, are keys to their success. If I were to look first at interest, I think there's two key component parts there, and that is questioning, one of those critical parts, and then listening to the response. Questioning is how a coach communicates interest. The thought that I have in my head as I begin working with a person is that I'm interested in understanding the teacher's thinking before I share any of my own thinking. So when I'm in the teacher's classroom and observing the interaction, when I'm listening to teachers in a PLC, I want to be thinking about their thinking, how they're processing what happens. And that's a critical understanding for me to have to then carry a conversation forth with the teacher. So the kinds of open-ended, critical thinking questions from the coach to the teacher get the teacher engaged at that level of sharing. Then listening and forming questions off of the listening communicates interest. I recall that I was interviewing a teacher who was going to model a pre-conference with me for a class that I was teaching. And the teacher asked me if I could send her the questions in advance. And I said, I can't. And I said, do you understand why? And she said, no. I said, well, I can't because I don't know what the questions are. Outside of a good starter question or two that gets the teacher engaged, the rest of your questions, which communicate interest, are formed by listening to the responses that you're getting from the person you're coaching. So interest, number one. Now, there is a nonverbal component that helps you communicate interest and positiveness, and that is how you arrange the seating for coaching. Because I'm right-handed, I have found that it's important to sit the teacher on my right-hand side, not across the table from me, but right there on my right-hand side. The reason for me is that I need to take notes for my coaching to be effective in order to remember critical things. I did find that taking notes had a tendency to make people nervous. So if I had the teacher seated next to me as I took the notes, and the teacher could actually read my notes as I recorded them, I found that that, one, lowered the tension level for the teacher, but two, when she saw that I was actually recording words that she had spoken, it communicated the interest that I was taking and the closeness of my listening. That helps to communicate that positiveness. The other critical element of positiveness is that you want to present your belief as a coach in a growth mindset. That means my words communicate to the teacher that I believe firmly that the teacher can move ever and ever closer and closer to providing the type of instruction that he or she wishes to provide. That belief comes through in my language. The other part that I find helps me focus on positiveness is a focus on my words being feed forward rather than feedback. I described that in an evaluation setting, you're giving feedback to the teacher on what you observed and what happened. But in a coaching session, the only reason I was in your classroom today looking at what was happening is because you and I have an interest in the future. And so my words, my comments back to you are designed to feed forward. If I could give a closing thought as you consider working on communication skills, think about the fact that what you want to do in your conversation with the teacher is to explore the teaching and learning process with him or her. And if you will allow your natural curiosity, your natural interest in how teaching and learning happens to show through, it'll strongly support your work in coaching.
Communicating interest and positiveness effectively is vital in coaching, teaching, and in leadership. Consider recording some of your conferences or having a coach observe a coaching session and gain some feedback on your own skills in communicating positiveness and interest. Across my many years of building my coaching skills, I've often been amazed at how choices in my words, timing, questions, and my nonverbals have impacted a coachee's engagement. I'd love to hear your insights and questions. You can always contact me at barclaypd.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter or LinkedIn at Steve Barclay, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.